Gloria Heffernan teaches at Lemoyne College in Syracuse, New York, and she offers writing workshops at various community organizations. Her new collection of poems, What the Gratitude List Said to the Bucket List, will be published by New York Quarterly Books this year. She has two poems in this issue of The Muse. The first poem pays tribute to the nurse who brushed your hair. We never know which detail will singe itself into memory. Perhaps the sound of the machines all humming different notes, perhaps the halting breath, the false stops and starts, the fluttering under the eyelids where some dream still lingered, or the sheet you kicked off over and over again while I pointlessly rearranged it to protect your privacy. Perhaps the sound of a phone ringing in the night is all it will take to launch me back to that cubicle where you lay after your last labored breath, the wild hair that spilled across your pillow only moments before, now brushed back from your forehead into a neat coil at the back of your neck, your face serene as a pond in August, and the nurse whose name I never knew wiping her eyes as she called us in to say goodbye. The second poem is called What the Mapmakers Knew, and it reminds us how care is also knowing what not to do. What the Mapmakers Knew. Beyond this place there be dragons. She dwells in the place the old mapmakers could not chart, the place without names, where waters churn and the open mouths of empty caves gape along the shoreline. All those years telling her children, there are no monsters here, the ritual of opening and closing closet doors, getting down on her knees to prove there were only dust bunnies under the bed. Now she lies under the covers in a room she did not choose, a photo on the nightstand of someone she once knew by name. Her children are scattered east and west. They call every Sunday without fail. I tell them she is well, refer to her chart, relay facts. A wildlife calendar hangs on the wall at the foot of her bed, a long-ago Christmas gift from her daughter in Pittsburgh. A lion presides over a slab of stone somewhere on the African savanna, scanning the horizon. She wakes each morning under his protective gaze. I tried to turn the page once, but she wept like a baby ripped from a dream. So I left it as I found it, in that room where it is forever February.